Yes, it was my Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
We
want to move on with the call of the nation this morning. We're going to be moving on.
The
call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda as it was upon the nation of Israel in the eras of BC. And God is very serious on the call of our nation Uganda,
together
with His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Uganda yayitibwa okulabika ngaateekateeka manga gonna
Uganda was called to see that repairs all nations
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uganda ng'addamu okuwulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
Uganda refused to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
obwakabaka obw'omuggulu
and the kingdom of heaven
n'okuddamu okuzimba ekkanisa ya Kristo
to resume to rebuild the church of Christ
abatukuvu ba Kristo
the saints of Christ
so si ebizimbe
and not the buildings.
Okulabikanga abatukuvu bano
you see that these saints
tebalina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro
don't have a support number ring on
kubanga Kristo Yesu anoonya ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro
because Christ Jesus comes back to a church without support number ring
on abo nno nga be batukuvu
and those are the saints
si bizimbe
not the buildings
era nga oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta
and His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
yayitibwa okulabikanga ateekateeka eggwanga lyaffe
he was called to prepare this our nation
okubeera mu mirembe n'obwenkanya
being in peace and justice
okusobozesa okuyitibwa okuli mu ggwanga lya Uganda
enable the call upon the nation of Uganda
okutuukirizibwa obulungi
fulfilled very well
era nga gye emyaka gy'amaze ku bukulembeze
and those the years spent on leadership
si lwa maanyi si lwa buyinza
is not by might not by power
naye kuwa omwoyo wa Katonda
but by the spirit of God
yamuteekisaako n'ekigendererwa eky'amaani
put him on leadership with a very big intention
so singa abakulembeze abalala ba dictator
not as the other dictatorial leaders
naye omukulembeze aluddeko olw'ekigendererwa
but the leader has spent long for a purpose
okukakasa emirembe n'obwenkanya
to prove that peace and justice
bibeerawo mu ggwanga
prevail in this nation
nga nabo abakulembeze abanaasobola okubanga baddawo
even those leaders will be coming on next
basi nga n'omusingi ogwo n'okwongera okugunyweza
they find that laid foundation and they move on to strengthen it
yes yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
so genda kuyimuka ku bigere ebyo
and you're going to stand on your feet
tusooke tuseemu kitaffe ow'omukulu ekitiibwa
we first honor our Father in heaven
n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu
and His word the Lord Jesus
wamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu
together with the Holy Spirit
n'ejjiri abamalayika eriweerezaamu naffe
and the armies of angels which serve with us
tuyimusa eggwanga lyaffe n'ensi yonna
and we raise this nation and entire world
mikono gya Katonda kitaffe
in the hands of God the Father
okutukulemberamu
to lead us
ng'atuma omwoyo gwe
as He sends His Spirit
n'abamalayika be
and His angels
Yes, you must be new.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katu kitaffe ekitiibwa.
Let's honor our Father.
Kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
Father in heaven.
Tukugulumiza.
We glorify you.
Tukudiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
We give you the glory and the honor.
Tukwebaza olw'akaseera kalungi k'otuwadde leero.
Thank you for the good moment you've given us today.
Okwongera okukutegeera Mukama.
We move on and understand your law.
Ebiro bye tuli mu ssebo Katonda fumiza ebyo
tuli mu ssebo. We are in Father Almighty.
Biro ebitwolekeza ennaku ez'oluvannyuma.
The seasons hit us the last days.
Ennaku ezisemberayo ddala.
The last days.
Okuteeka okudda kwa Mukama. Kama wafu Yesu Kristo
coming of the Lord Jesus
hakuna atiko kubawa
it's about to happen
yetu soko kwa kula joli
first love unto you
ngamo Mathayo isuri yo msaa
like in Matthew 7
tipe kwa ya jula
if we know
otukulira wo
the door is open for
us otusaba
if we ask
otuwa
you give us
era watugamba
you told us
wa Filipo isuri yo kuna
Philippians 4
nyoro mukaga
verse 6
tukutegeze nga bintu etaga
tell you all that we need
okuita kusaba
through the prayer
na mukwenenya
and in repentance
sibo kabaka bakabaka
King of Kings.
Toya ndura joli.
We introduce ourselves
to
Father in heaven.
Kulwa fabali wano.
For us here.
Gombole bompyo gwino kumanya Katonda okutude.
As the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Nekulwe gwanga lya filia Uganda.
For the nation Uganda.
Nekulwe ensi yonna.
And on the entire world.
Natusoko chikiriza.
At the first believe it.
Tigwe kitafali mukuru.
You are our Father in heaven.
Namba ya 23 muenda.
As in Matthew 23:9.
Tugambo obutaba ne kitafu mula kunsi.
You told us to have any other Father on earth.
Kubanga kitafali omwali kwali mukuru.
Father is one in heaven.
Era tukiriza obujulizi.
We believe the witness of the Holy Spirit which is in Hebrews chapter 12 verses 9
and
the Father of all spirits
we
believe your counselor which you speak in Ezekiel chapter 18 Verses 3. All souls are yours.
O
Father Almighty, believe and come back to you as the nation Uganda, as the entire world, all people yearning for you, those who need you, Lord.
Let me fulfill Jeremiah
chapter 3 verses 19. And when you get back, you call me Father,
so
and you
will
not backslide. It will become back the truth of your word. It will be led by the Holy Spirit. But all we thank you for when you love the world,
and
you gave your Son, the Lord Jesus,
to
save us, Lord.
Like
it's written in John
3:16-22.
We believe the work which
X-ray
of your word, the Lord Jesus,
to
get heavens and earth and all its glory. First, most of all,
to
come and save us. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, the word of God. He
would
never left us. He gave up himself for the sins of men. Like it is written, Isaiah 53, that we have
spoken
for our transgressions.
Oh,
good Lord, the Lord Jesus,
we have
for it as for us.
As
in Romans, chapter 8, verse 30. You are on the right hand of the Father.
We come off for years.
Thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have seasons like this.
We
still repent, Lord.
But
we still align ourselves as it is written. 2 Peter 2:3-8-12.
The
Lord sluggish
at the end.
Adding time. None of us gets destroyed.
We
have to repent. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for remaining with us. From the Lord Jesus, when he ascended in heaven, as it is written in John chapter 14 verses 14-20, when the Lord Jesus said, I'm going to leave you as
orphans,
but I'll send you the Comforter, the Spirit of truth.
Now
when he will come, he will remind you of
things.
He will teach you all things.
We
thank you, Spirit of truth. He came in Acts chapter 2.
So
first spent 2,000 years as you're in this world.
We meet
the children of God. Romans 8:14.
Ogino kumanya katonda okujjudde
n'okulwa
okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lyaffe
erya
Uganda
n'okulemberamu
abantu bonna
okwetola
ensi yonna okumanya ekigambo kya Katonda.
Tukwebaza
omwoyo w'amazima
watumibwa
okutukulemberamu
nga mu
Zabbuli 14
olunyo
lwasatu gyatuma omwoyo
ebitondebwa
era n'azza bujja amaaso g'eggulu.
Weebala
omwoyo w'amazima kubanga okkiriza okujja okwongera okutubikulira ebyawa.
Reveal us scripture. As in Proverbs 1:23. And he speaks that. Except repent. I will pour my spirit upon you.
For
you understand my
word.
Oh, Father, we repent. As the new generation. This ministry. For the entire church. For the entire world. For the nation Uganda. For all people.
Except
for
the
spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of power, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of God, spirit of the Lord, come in your fullness, in our midst, in our nation, of Uganda,
all over
the entire world, work with the children of God, in the entire world, spirit of truth, we've understood, Psalms 104:1, that you're sent by the Father, and the Son, comes out with us, until you don't come
alone.
Hebrews 1:14 and 14, that the angels,
their
spirit says, and they
abake misikiro bloko
kwani
zengine aba marayino
abadumizo
musambu abakuta makondero musambu kubikuwe suleo munari nurisoka nurukubi okutyo kule miramu obwele zemu mrembo mpia ogino kumanya katondo kujude
katundu
ukiriza okuiti makuwe kwanga na fikiria
Uganda
elia mawanga guna
okate
katika
uro kunda
kwa mkama afu yesu
nukunda
mwabu ulida
njiriyo
waka waka waka
tonda nukunda
mwabu ulida
waka waka
mwabu ulida
nukunda
mwabu ulida
enkatisa
ya kristo
abatu
kufuwe
so
sibi zimbe weba ni mkama
wango
tumejira wa maraikaba
eno
tumireko na abakutebi okuru anisa
abani
mkubikulirwa
esule
liye kuminetana
unyori
soka
kubange
vyo kuru anisa vye
tonda
sibi ya
mbili na musai
nili ya
amani
nuku menye vitu
pale
waimire mkama
paka
ngotukiriza
echigenderu
wacho
kubwanga
na pijia
Uganda
tukweba za mkama
mwango
ulido kusaba kwa
fe
mwini njeja mkama wafu kwa
Yesu
amina
amen
wetu ulido kwa
you can sit down
Yesu iba zibaburu Uganda
praise Jesus brethren
mwazuzo motia mwini njeja mkama wafu kwa Yesu
how have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus and how is your life? Read for us, your brethren.
We
wish them the best. Those coming from God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The
entire ministry
of
the holy angels and they reach unto them. And they see the goodness of God.
We
wish them the good call of the nation to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus in the entire world. May God bless you. All you hearing these words of the call of the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus so much. We are moving on with the call of the nation. The call of the covenant and the glory of the living God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD as it was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC. Praise Jesus so much. And God is saying He is very serious on the call of our nation Uganda, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, our President, right from 1986. Praise Jesus so much. And we know that Uganda, it was called to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to take up his saints. But the way it's going to be preparing is what we first saw.
Uganda
Uganda resumes preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
even to resume to rebuild the church of Christ, the saints of God, the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God. And this time is not the building. For we know that Jesus is not coming back for the buildings.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the same way, as we first told you, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, our President, right from 1986, God called him to prepare Uganda in peace and justice, to enable the call of our nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I remind you,
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, the President of the Republic of Uganda, from 1986, God called him to prepare Uganda in peace and justice, to enable the call of our nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
wano we wali emyaka emingi.
And here is where there are the many years.
Yaki amaze kubukulembeza.
He spent so far on leadership.
Na siru wa mani.
And it's not by power.
Siru wa buyeza.
It's not by might.
Wabula kuruwa moyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Yes, yabazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Iranga kasera kama wele duwa.
And the time which is given him.
Kaka sanga atandewo emisini.
Is to prove if puts and laid foundations.
Ejikumidoburu.
Which are strong enough.
Ejina kakasa emirembe nobwenka.
Those which will prove peace and justice.
Mugwanga ya feria Uganda.
In our nation of Uganda.
So taludeko wabufuzi.
Not taken long because of dictatorship.
Na ye uruo kute kakasemi singi.
But to prove the foundations.
Ejemirembe nobwenka.
Of peace and justice.
Mugwanga ya feria Uganda.
In our nation of Uganda.
Inaba kulembezi abaraba na abajibazi.
Even our other leaders who will be coming.
Masinga nemi singi edionga minyue.
They will find those foundations laid very strong.
Na boba gende maso wakujinyueza.
And they too move on strengthen them.
Ejemirembe nobwenka.
With peace and justice.
Okakasanga.
To prove that we enable the call of the nation Uganda to move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
are going to be beginning with that issue of the call of our president. His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni to prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda. To enable the call of a nation Uganda. As we first heard of preparing all the nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We are
going to begin with the prophecy of the Spirit of God which he passed through His Excellency. The day he took oath of office. This is going to fulfill these names of prophecy upon him, pouring the Spirit of God in the nation of Uganda and all over the entire world in the nation, in the time of his leadership.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But before we go to listen to that, the prophecies he released in 1986, the day he took off of office. Let's first read in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6.
Zechariah esura yokuna n'olunyolomukaaga.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Nadamu n'angamba nti, kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbaberi, nga kyogera nti, si lwa maanyi so si lwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo gwange, bwayogera Mukama ow'Eggye.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti eky'obukulembeze buno okumala emyaka emingi.
This leadership we have taken many years.
Kulembeze wafu w'ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni.
Our priest, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Abaddeko okukakasa emirembe n'obwenkanya mu ggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
Been on to prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda.
Naye nga si lwa maanyi.
But not by power.
Si lwa buyinza.
And not by might.
Wabula kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga mu biro ebifaanana bwebi.
And in the times like this.
Biro byakwongera okukakasa amawanga gonna.
The times of moving proving to all nations.
Nti abalangira bonna.
That all the princes.
Ne bakabaka b'ensi.
And the kings of the world.
N'abalamuzi bonna.
And all the rulers.
Ne bagenda maaso kufuga ku bwabo.
They don't move on to reign by their own power.
Wabula kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Okusinda byatugamba mu ngeri suli y'omunaana.
God wants to tell us in Proverbs 8.
Onyole 14.
Verses 14.
Ba 16.
And to 16.
Ayogera bwati.
He speaks this.
Engere sura ya 8 olunyi lwa 14.
Proverbs 8 verse 14.
Okutesa kwange. N'okumanya okutuufu. Nze ndi kutegeera. Nina amaanyi.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda agamba.
God says.
Okuteesa kukwe.
Answer is his.
N'okumanya okutuufu.
And even the right knowledge.
Ye kenyene ye kutegeera.
Himself is the understanding.
Era alina amaanyi.
And he has power.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Era nayongera nayogera mu nyoluddamu.
Move on, speak the next verse.
Engere sura ya 8 onyirwa 15.
Proverbs 8 verse 15.
Kuwange bakabaka bafuga abalangira ne bateeka ebyobutuukirivu.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ndikolulwe
that by him the kings reign, and the rulers, they make laws of justice.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Some speech
now in the speech we are to heaven to listen to. Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, he made. In 1986, when he was taking oath of office, it involves prophecy spoken. God is saying that he spoke that by him, God. He was able to speak those words because of God. Let's finish this verse. Proverbs 8, verse
16. Abalamuzi bonna abokunsi 17.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Nti kuwa Katonda.
That by God,
abalangira bafuga.
The princes govern.
N'abakungu n'abalamuzi bonna.
And nobles and rulers of the earth.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So you're not a bit of speech yet.
All which are within this speech,
filled
of different prophecies. Moves on prove the names of His Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. As you're going to be hearing, and you'll move on to prove that truly He holds that call.
So,
now, before you move on, make your hatred. First, listen to the voice of the Lord your God. For your swearing says, for God and my country. As you speak in the Uganda motto. According to Daniel 4, verse 34 into 37, God speaks this on the leaders.
Daniel esula yakuna, olunyolwa satumetan.
Daniel 4, from verse 35.
Daniel sura ya kuno nyolwa satu mwenya.
Daniel 4 from verse 34.
Enako ezo bezirigwa. Enako ezo bezagwa. Nze Nabukaduneza nenyimsa maso gange eliyo kulu. Amagezi gange ne ganziramu. Nene mazo yali wagule nnyo. Nemutendereza. Nemu ekitiibwa yabera omulamu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga okufuga kwe kufuga okutali gwawo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kabaka Nabukadnezar.
King Nebukadnezar.
Yatuka mukulembezi.
He reached in leadership.
Nasoka yerowoozi okufuga kuwe.
And he first thought to reign by his own power.
Kama naleta obunabbi ku bulamu
bwe. God brought a prophecy upon his life.
Bwamutwala mu nsiko.
Which took him in the bush.
N'afuuka ng'ensolo.
And he became like an animal.
Okumala emyaka 7.
Which took 7 years.
Ebwe jagwako.
But when he finished.
N'addamu amagezi.
He came back to sanity.
Era n'agulumiza nnyo Katonda.
And he glorified much God.
N'okutegeera n'ategeera.
Even understanding he understood.
Nti Katonda yafuga obwakabaka bw'abaana b'abantu.
Is the one who reigns in the kingdom of children of men.
Ayongera n'atutegeeza mu Daniel.
He moves on tell us in Daniel.
Daniel esula yokuna olunyo lwa satu mwenya.
Daniel 4 verse 34.
Kubanga okufuga kwe kufuga okutaligwawo. N'obwakabaka bwe bwe bwakabaka obw'emirembe n'emirembe.
He spoke and he
said
that the dominion of God the Father
is
that which is eternal,
and
his kingdom
endures
forever.
Now,
as our nation which is called, God reigns in it much,
even
beyond all the other nations.
And
he told us in that speech you're going to hear, the words he calls the president. His Excellency speak. And we are in a moment of taking our remembrance, which God has brought to our nation of Uganda, and to His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, that this nation is called, and he too he was called to prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda, to enable the call of a nation Uganda
to
fulfill the very well. Let's move on.
Daniel 4
verse 35.
Abalowooza nga si kintu, era akola nga bw'ayagala mu ggye ery'omugulu, era ne mu abo abatuula mu nsi. So si wali ayinza okuziyiza omukono gwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kitaffe mwennyini,
the Father himself,
akolanga bw'ayagala mu jeri abamalayika.
He does as he wills in the armies of angels.
Ne mu baana baba.
And the children of men.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tujjukira ng'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Remember as the nation Uganda.
Oluyimba lw'eggwanga.
In the national anthem.
Twawaayo future yaffe.
We laid our future.
Ne yensi yaffe.
And of our nation.
Mu mikono gya Katonda.
In the hands of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So bw'omala okuba nga future yogiwadde mikono gya
Katonda. After you've laid your future in the hands of God.
N'eggwanga lyo.
And your nation.
Kitegeeza future yo yamanya bw'egenda okubeerawo.
Means he's the one knowing how your future is to stand.
Yagipulaaninga.
He's the one who plans for it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era kisobola okutuukirira.
And to come to pass.
Tunaayimiranga okuba Katonda.
We shall stand for God.
Ne ku lw'ensi
yaffe. And for our country.
Na Uganda motto bw'eyogera.
As the Uganda motto speaks.
So speech eyasooka okuweebwa.
Now the first speech which was given,
we always
call it a prophetic first speech.
Oba speech yobunabbi.
Or this prophetic first speech.
Yaweebwa oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Was given His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Mwaka gwa 1986.
In 1986.
Bwe yali alayira okujja ku bukulembeze.
When he was swearing to take off of office.
Eyogera bweti.
It speaks like this.
Atujuwulireko.
Let's listen to that speech.
Leaders of the world. On January 26, 1986, the NRA fought its way into Kampala and the legislature.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
one explaining says,
In 1986, NRM government.
The NRM government.
Yarwana utalo na yingira Kampala.
Fought a war and entered Kampala.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Eke chigen lwacho nechi musonga zi.
All intention in these issues.
Atonda ya isi. Era ya ita uwechiti wa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
God had called and he called his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Yena masu kaka sa emine meno weka.
To move on through peace and justice.
Mugwanga ya Uganda.
In the nation of Uganda.
Kaka sa nga tutuukiriza okuyitibwa okuli mu ggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
That we fulfill the call on our nation Uganda.
Kutayogeddwako mwaka gumu.
Which is not spoken of in one year.
Wabula emyaka emingi
egiyise. But a couple of many years back.
Era nga tumanyi n'omutume John Mulinde.
We also know is that Apostle John Mulinde.
Wa Prayer Mountain.
Of the Prayer Mountain.
Woman, the World Trumpet Mission.
Together with the World Trumpet Mission.
Yena masu n'okulangira okuyitibwa kuno kwa Uganda.
Moved on to proclaim this call of the nation Uganda.
Mwaka gwa 1995.
In 1995.
N'abakulembe n'aba n'obunabbi bungi.
Many prophecies.
Okuva mu mawanga agenja.
From the different nations.
Naye Katonda bwe yantwala mu lugendo lwe.
When God took me in this journey of heaven.
Era yagenda masu n'okunyonyola ebintu bingi.
He moved on to explain me many things.
Okuyitibwa kwa eggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
On the call of our nation Uganda.
N'oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
With His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Ye yankomezaawo okulayira kuno.
He's the one who brought me back this off.
Mu mwaka ogwa 2005.
In 2005.
Kwe nali simanyiko.
Which I didn't know of.
Banzi mukulayira oku nali
mbuto. When he took off of office, I was very young in years.
Kyenkana nali sinazaali.
Almost I was not yet born.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nali sinazaali.
I was not yet born by
Vanga
then.
Banzi ndi wa 1987.
Me, I was born 1987.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on to here.
And a fleet. A new leader was sworn in as president.
He spoke these words when he had come on the seat of presidency and he was swearing. He said, no body should think or should take that what's happening today
is
what's been happening in the last few days.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He said it.
In those days,
Africa,
all over the entire Africa,
there
was too much change of leaderships in different nations. Even all over the entire world. But the prophecy first released.
He
said that don't you think what's happened today, what's been happening a few days back.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He told them what has
come.
The leadership has come. It's to be on standing strong.
Sibi akudda ono wa nnaku mukaga ne bamugoba ku
kulembeza. Don't to rule for 6 days and host you out of power. Another is of weeks. Another is of months. Another is of 3 years.
I think
that prophecy is moving on to come to pass.
It's
not only in the nation Uganda, but all over the entire Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even
though
still will not refuse of the other dictators that they are existing in the world, but on this of the prophecy of leadership which doesn't just change in days and months.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Prophecy he first spoke and it's moved on to get to fulfill. What has caused that? We are going to see of his names of prophecy as the name Joel and the name Museveni, which moves on to bring the pouring of the Holy Spirit in his fullness in the nation Uganda and all over the entire world. Let's move on.
What we look at that speech
is how we spoke that speech.
Think that what is happening today, what has been happening in the last few days, is a mere change of God.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba.
He told them, don't you think that what is happening today is a change of God?
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus.
Yabagamba kuno siku kyusa bakuru.
He told them this is not a mere change of gods.
Na ye echuka chuka eyomukuru byobufuzi byensi ya.
A fundamental change in the politics of our nation.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yagamba yali chuka chuka eyomukuru.
He said it was a fundamental change.
Echuka chuka edino okunywerera.
A change which is meant to stand strong.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Subira
owuli nengerizo bonna.
I expect to hear the speech of prophecy. But we've been seeing those things come to pass. Those changes are indeed fundamental. Right from 1986. No, many nations in Africa,
South Africa,
including the South Africa,
it
was helped much to begin to strengthen their leadership. We know that His Excellency, he has the party help from the leader Nelson Mandela, the one who was the president of South Africa. I'm not going to speak much on that. But by the prophecy which the Holy Spirit released through his mouth, for he
brought
him with an intention in leadership to prove peace and justice in the nation Uganda. Strengthens the call of our nation Uganda and to be moved on very well.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus so much.
Let's
move on. We hear.
I think this is the fundamental change.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yagamba.
He said
Africa,
that because in Africa there has been so many changes and people keep changing leadership,
but
those leadership they made no meaning.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Meaning
and they are meaningless.
Africa,
in the entire Africa, remember this one thing.
Uganda,
that Uganda was called the Pearl of Africa
in 1903
and above. They had proven that. Those who first discovered it as the Pearl of Africa, it was 1958.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kati tulikura.
Now we are repelled of the glory of the entire nation.
Yes,
the reason in things he gave us a prophecy, it captured the entire Africa. And he said in the Africa, there has been happening many changes. But those changes, they have been meaningless.
Because as the power of Africa, even the president who had been sent, he was sent with the Spirit of God. He moved on bringing a prophecy on the entire Africa. And if it's the power of Africa, the entire world, we are a glory of the entire world. They began to honor us many things from us as a nation Uganda. And we are given much responsibility on entire Africa and many nations of the world. We began to fight for other nations to welcome them and to show them good things how they are done. It was a prophecy released in that time. Many of us as people in Uganda and in the world, we did not understand and realize that word of prophecy. And in us now there are people who have held weapons. And they say he has taken log in power. Don't know the reason behind why. Now we request you out in the bush where you are. And all the swords you are holding, those who kill their colleagues, and those who rob from others because of this leadership. That we just need to help on the leader. And we prove peace and justice. Even seasons of this suffering, they are nearing to ending. Just said, put these pillars where they're strong enough. Peace and justice. You too, it may fail you because of the wrong foundation which will be on. We too want to take the call of the nation ahead. We cannot enable to do that because there is no peace and justice. But I will request you, all the visions we put aside, we first connect and work together as the nation which decided to stand for God and for our country. And those who swear and relay our future and of this nation in the hands of God. Move on, spoke these words. Finishes the speech, is on.
Because in Africa we have seen so much change, but change has become meaningless. It's no longer.
Yagamba,
he said,
it
was no more a change. But they were just turmoils. They come to show themselves.
That
they too have come to be a president. But not with an attention of bringing peace and justice. And that is how it was. The first leadership which happened those days. But in this time, many of those he came with to do this work of leadership, but most of you perverted from track. And you want to show yourself on the leadership. That is not the intention as the nation which is called. The intention is to first intend peace and justice. Then you too come to reign when there is peace and justice prevailing.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So your speech,
that's the prophetic speech which he moved on to give on the day he took off of office in 1986. He moved on to speak this when he was finishing his speech.
Change, but merely turmoil. This
group
getting rid of that.
He said, there were different political groups all over Africa. But this group will capture another. Even another passes aside and it takes over.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
And
that which has taken over comes on leadership. It works worse things than that they have lost in power. This group captured another, and that which captured, and it did more worse things than the others that had lost in power. But we remind
mukulembeze wa fono.
This our president.
Wht wa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Ne mwenna abali naye mukujja mukulembeze.
And all you who are with him in coming in leadership.
Kasera kano buli omu nga alina ekibiina kyatadde.
This time everyone has put in place his political group.
Iranga namu mwagala okukola obuvuyo bwe mu obwaso.
You do want to wreak the same havoc which was there before.
Temwera bide chigende.
Do not forget the intention.
Ekyoka kasemene mene obwenka of gwanga lya Uganda.
Proving and maintaining peace and justice on the nation Uganda.
Ekyo kye kintu kyokka.
That's the only thing.
Eki kyalemesezza omukulembeze okuva mu bukulembeze.
Which still maintain the president in leadership.
Singa muyimiriza obuvuyo.
If you stop those havocs and
okwatagalira wamu
nga
bwe mwasooka okujja
be one as you first came
ne musooka musimba emisingi gy'emirembe n'obwenkanya
and you first plant foundations of peace and justice
then kijja kubanguira nnyo ofuka obulungi
then it will be easy for you to rule well in this nation
nga ne katonda bw'agenda mu maaso n'okutuukiriza emirimu gye
and God too moves on fulfill his works
ng'akola n'eggwanga lyaffe
erya Uganda he works with our nation Uganda
teekateeka amawanga gonna
to prepare all nations
olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu
for the second coming of Jesus Christ
na Uganda eddamu okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
and Uganda resumes to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
mu bwakabaka bw'omu
in the kingdom of heaven
kwetoola ensi yonna
all over the entire world
era n'okuzimba ekkanisa ya Kristo
rebuild the church of Christ
abatukuvu be
those are his saints
yes ye bazibu
praise Jesus so much
yebigambo byayogera bwati
now those are the words spoken like that
ayongera ko n'ebirala
and they added on more others
the group and that group doing worse than the group it got rid of now
yagamba
he says
kankano temutubalira kugeri y'abantu
now don't count us in the category of those people
yes ye bazibu
praise Jesus
msijukize mwe bina
now and mind you all you out
abali naye kuva ku ntandikwa
those who were with his excellency from the beginning
amuyingira olutalo
and you enter the Golila war
obutera bile ekigendirwa ky'emirembe n'obwenkanya
never to forget the intention of peace and justice
kubanga kwogera yali ayogerera w'ekibinja kyonna kye yali
kyo in speaking he spoke on behalf of the entire group he was with
omwoyo gwe yamuwa
as kwogera spirit gave him to speak out
nti twa ekyokulabira kwokyamwe
that your example
tekyalina kubanga ekyabala abali
babose meant to be like the others who had left power
wabu okujja mukola ebintu ebirina omusana n'okutegeera
come to do things which might lighten understanding
abejjudde emirembe n'obwenkanya
filled with peace and justice
okusobozesa okukuuma ekkula lya Africa
enable to keep the power of Africa
Uganda
Uganda
nga ddala kkula lya Africa
truly it's the power of Africa
nakitiibwa kya nsi zonna
it's the glory of the entire nations
yeyongera n'agamba ebigambo
moved on spoke these words
please and do not count us in that category of people
yagamba
he said
ekibiina kino ekya NRM
this NRM group
agamba nti kirina movement nungi
he said it's a good movement
n'ebigendererwa ebirungi
with a very clear objectives
era n'abantu abakulembeze abalungi
and the members who are very good
era nga balungi
and they are good indeed
naye bwe kifuuka leero nga mulabise bwe muti
if it turns to you have appeared the way you appear
abamwetoolodde
those surrounding him
nammwe abaavaako ku gurupu
and you separated from that group
mulinganga abagala okuwakana n'obunnabbi obwo
as if you want to fight with that prophecy
naye ng'obunnabbi obwo tebuliire makutuufu
but that prophecy will surely come to pass
era ng'obuzze butuukirira buzze bubaawo
and it's been happening all along
era ne buno bwakwongera okunywerera
even this time it's more going to get more strengthened
tukimanyi bulungi
we know it well
tibubaka bwakumutuukako wonna waali
the message to reach him wherever
nga we butuuse ku ggwe muna uganda wonna woli
reach to a uganda wherever you are
era nga tukusaba otegwa okutu eryokwogera kwa katonda omulamu
request to tap your ear on the speech of the living god
sonda kitaffe
god the father
ali muguru
the one in heaven
ayita mu kigambo
kya and he passes through his word
kama of his
person Jesus Christ
era nga atuma omwoyo
gwe he sends his spirit
nebikolebwa
and they are done
mulinya lya mukama waffe
in the name of the lord Jesus
the national resistance movement I think is a clear-headed movement with clear objectives and with good membership, with good membership.
Agamba
he says
era yogera mwakugala kumulenda kinana mmoka
spoke in 1986
agamba nti nsubira kino kikolenja uli yama
that this I believe it makes a very different meaning
okuva kumbera kitubadde
from the situation we've been in We really know many things which came changing.
Uganda,
not only in Uganda, even in the entire
world.
Remember when he spoke those words?
They
had not happened any changes just as we see them now. In
Uganda,
Uganda and entire Africa. Different nations are still having problems. But ever since you spoke that from today, in 1986, it's going to make a very big difference. All the situations we've been in before.
I think it makes a very big difference from the situation in which we were, where the
very
situation we used to be in.
Very
people were in the leadership of Africa.
No controls here.
And all over the entire world. They themselves moved on and encouraged evil to happen in their nations. And they favored tribes and clans. And the other tribes began to fight on themselves. And the chaos moved on to increase. And in his coming in leadership,
he
began to segregate in nations and tribes. But this warning is like this, that there are people around him, and
through
your moving on, still this intention.
And
as we know that our Father is in heaven,
and
is the Father of all spirits, this was working by himself, on his excellency, to not bring segregations in tribes, but that word
or
preview surrounding his excellence, we request you to correct it, that we appear the power of Africa, the glory of the entire world, the nation of which is an example to all nations of the world.
People in power were they themselves encouraging evil instead of trying to combat evil.
Mchifo cho kupanga baru bafu kurabe ingerizo kujawo ukutabangu kwa mwosi.
Instead of them who have tried to combat evil in the nations they were in,
boba alingati bakorejo.
They did not do that.
Wagena maso uongena mkufuyo.
And they moved on to encourage the evil to move on.
Nakamba.
And he said, that situation, which he had
done,
it's very different.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we do have proven that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now things which have not gone wrong, right? Us to work together as the nation of Uganda to help to correct what's not gone right. And then to be able to maintain peace and justice. As the call of His Excellency, you went to put him
78.
And to move on, fulfill the call of our nation, Uganda.
We've
taken long here about that call. But today, God is not to withdraw His hand till He has fulfilled it, as His counsel
said.
Now we're determined to work.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
And this is a slightly different situation.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So with your speech, we are
thus the prophetic speech was like that. His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni,
which he made in
1986.
He was coming in power.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But
remember one thing which I move on to tell you. This came from the prophetic name given him. We want to first see his first prophetic name. The name Joel.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus. You're going to write down his prophetic name of His Excellency, our President, from 1986. The name Joel.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
So, bino katonda yabiteka teka.
This God prepared them
okubeera ku bulamu bwe
to be upon his life.
Okukakasa emirembe n'obwenkanya mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Peace and justice on the nation Uganda.
Bwe yali nga tannaba na kuba mu lubuto lwa maama we.
He even was in his mother's womb.
Kino tukitwala eri ow'ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
We take it to his excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni. Okwongera okubikkulirwa ebikwatagana n'obulamu
bwe. To move on, get revealed what concerns his life.
Ne pulani ya Katonda ku bulamu
bwe. And the plan of God upon his life.
Awamu n'eggwanga lya Uganda.
With the nation of Uganda.
Yes, he was with
praise him. Jesus so much.
According
to Joel chapter 1.
No. Jeremiah chapter 1.
According to Jeremiah chapter 1. Verses 4 and 5.
He says,
he knew him before he was in his mother's womb.
Jeremiah is Sule Soka or Nyorokuna. Awe chigambo cham kama ne chingi jira. Or nyoroktan. Tiwe nalinga sinna kubumba mu lubuto nakumanya. Era nga tonnava mu lubuto nakutukuza. Nkutaddewo okuba nabbi eri amawanga.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kitaffe yagamba.
Our Father says,
ogendo lw'eggulu.
In the journey of heaven.
Omu n'ekigambo kimutuma wa Yesu Kristo.
Is what the Lord Jesus Christ.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Nabwe bali abajulirwa basatu mu
ggulu. As they are the three witnesses in heaven.
Nti yamumanya nga tannaba kuba mu lubuto lwa maama we.
He knew him before he was in his mother's womb.
Yamanya ow'ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
He knew his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Era agamba.
And he says,
nti ye yamutumanga nabbi.
That he sent him as a prophet.
Eri amawanga.
Unto the nations.
Asobola okulangirira emirembe n'obwenkanya.
One who can proclaim peace and justice.
Ate n'okugizimba okubeerawo.
And to build it to stand.
Ng'asookera mu ggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
First, that's the nation of Uganda.
Okuteekateeka emirembe n'obwenkanya.
To prepare peace and justice.
Waliko wabeerewo.
That then there will be.
Okwangirizaamu okutuukirizibwa okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Is of fulfilling the call of the nation Uganda.
Okuteekateeka amawanga gonna.
In preparing all nations.
Olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. For the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era nga mu Yoweri essuula ey'okubiri.
And in Joel chapter 2.
Okuvira ddala ku nnyolwa abiri mu omusanvu.
Starting from verse 27.
Paka abiri mu mwenda.
And to 29.
Erinnya lino Yoweri.
This name of Joel.
Ery'omukulembeze wa
four. Our president.
Ow'ekitiibwa.
His excellency.
Lyamuweebwa.
It was given him.
Erinnya eryaliyirangira ddala okuyibwako omwoyo omutukuvu.
And it was a name proclaiming the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
N'okwolesebwa okungi.
And the different much visions.
N'ebirooto.
And the dreams.
Uganda n'okwetoola ensi
yonna. In Uganda and all over the entire world.
Ebiro okwolesebwa okuva eri Katonda.
That vision comes from God.
Katusomeko Yoweri.
Let's read in Joel.
Yoweri essuula yaakubiri olunya olw'abiri mu omusanvu.
Joel 2 verse 27.
Era mulimanya nga ndi wakati mu Isirayiri era nga ndi Mukama Katonda wammwe so tewali mulala n'abantu bange tebalikwatibwa nsonyi.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Erinnya lino Yoweri.
This name of Joel.
Ery'ow'ekitiibwa Yoweri.
Of his excellency Yoweri.
Yes,
Yoweri. Which means Joel.
Yes, Yoweri.
Praise Jesus so much.
Lyayitamu obunnabbi.
It involved the prophecy in it.
Okuleeta emirembe.
To bring the peace.
Kyova olidde nga olunya olw'abiri mu omusanvu.
That's why you've heard verse 27.
Ng'ayogera bw'ati.
And it's the book of peace. Let's repeat it.
Yoweri essuula yaakubiri olunya olw'abiri mu omusanvu.
Joel chapter 2 verse 27.
Era mulimanya. Nga ndi wakati mu Isirayiri era nga ndi Mukama Katonda wammwe so tewali mulala n'abantu bange tebalikwatibwa nsonyi.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu ba Katonda.
The people of God.
Siba kwatibwa nsonyi.
They are not to get ashamed.
Siba kubonya abonyezebwa.
They are not to be tormented.
Kubanga agamba mu nnaku ezo.
Because he says in those days.
Katulabe olunya olw'abiri mu omunaana.
Let's see verse 28.
Yoweri essuula yaakubiri olunya olw'abiri mu omunaana.
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
Awo olulituuka oluvannyuma ndifuka omwoyo gwange ku bonna abalina omubiri. Kale batabani bammwe ne bawala bammwe baliragula.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ayogera nti mu Yoweri essuula ey'okubiri.
It's in Joel chapter 2.
Olunya olw'abiri mu omunaana.
Verses 28.
Olulituuka mu nnaku.
That is all come to pass in the latter days.
Aliwa omwoyo.
He will pour out the Spirit.
Kwabo abalina omubiri bonna.
Unto all people with flesh.
Tumanyi nti obunnabbi buno.
We know that this prophecy.
Bwatuukirako mu bikolwa byatuma essuula yaakubiri.
Came to pass in Acts chapter 2.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye obunnabbi bwe bumu.
But the same prophecy.
Obwaweebwa okuyita mu linnya lino.
Which was given through this name.
Eri ow'ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Unto his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Mu biro ebyo byennyini.
In those exact days.
Katonda ng'addamu okuyiwa omwoyo we ku nsi yonna.
God resumed power and spirit in the entire world.
Ng'atandikira mu bbeesi ye ekkula lya
in his best, the power of Africa, Uganda.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
And
he said, in those exact days, the visions, the dreams of the kingdom of God will increase all over the entire world. This word has been moving on to happen. Let's hear.
Yoweri, esura ya kubiri, onyola bimu munana.
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
Kale batabani bamwe, ne bawala bamwe, baliragula. Abakadde bamwe balirota ebiroto. Abalenzi bamwe baliraba okwolesebwa.
Yes, you will
praise Jesus.
Aba sente abakuru,
the older men,
abafubuka,
the young men,
n'okwolesebwa kw'ekigambo kya Katonda,
the vision of the word of God,
wangalia Uganda,
on the nation Uganda,
n'okwetula ensi yonna,
and all over the entire world.
So linnya eryajja n'okulagula n'obunnabbi
obw'ekitalo. It's a name which came with great prophecies.
Era nga twagala okutegeeza Uganda.
And we want to tell the entire Uganda,
nemmwe abali mu nsi zonna,
and you out in all nations,
kitala kituufu Katonda alina best ye mu ggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda.
Truly God has his best in this our nation Uganda.
Nga bwe twasooka okulayira,
as we first swore,
mu Uganda motto,
in the Uganda motto,
lwa Katonda ne ku lw'ensi
and our country. When we say we have to stand for God and our country,
and
in the national anthem, in the first stanza, we lay our nation and our future in the hands of God, to appear that is the one planning for us. He plans for us in the church,
planning the beautiful
plans in the political sector,
and
plan the economic sector, in the social sector,
planning
plan us in the games and sports,
and
it's the one who can bless us in them, just as we've heard of these days, and of our healthy sector. After they have settled very well, like in our nation Uganda, then all over the entire world.
Joel chapter 2 verse
29.
Era ne kubaddu ne kubazana munako ezo kwendifuko moyo gwange.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Assume that Orobunabi will
promise that because of this prophecy,
again, so Solomon
is not going to segregate any person. Even the servant you will have in your home, and is the servant in your house, they will get the spirit, and they will be able to see the vision of God.
This
promise in our nation, Uganda,
and all
over the entire world, but it's going to rather increase more right from today onwards.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So, Swagga,
and we wanted to show you the meaning of that word.
Yes,
that name. Remember, when God gives you a name, attaches a meaning to the name.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
This
we briefly give them to you.
But
we hope to give you the fullness ahead there. We want to see on the second name of prophecy of His Excellency, our President.
Uganda,
the President of Uganda,
from
1986, the name Museveni.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. That name is a prophetic name, and it shows the pouring of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. And they are the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. We want to see on the name of prophecy, the second name of His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Uganda, from 1986, the name Museveni. If you're noting, that name, the name Museveni, it's a sign showing the fullness of the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God
in
the nation Uganda
to
work in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And in this time, brethren, you move on to listen to this. The fullness of the Holy Spirit, it first appeared in the nation of Israel. And it appeared through the seven spirits of God, those which appeared through the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
and at the same time, God put prophecy upon this nation, a different prophecy. We shall see on our nation Uganda, which proved fullness of the whole seven spirits. In that is what came this name, the name Museveni, which moves on to show the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we read the book of Revelation, chapter 4, in verse 5, he speaks this on the seven spirits of God. Revelations 4, verses 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka, n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes, we praise Jesus.
Omutume
Yokana,
Apostle John of the Revelations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He saw before the throne of God the seven lamps, and he said there are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And remember one thing which you have to know, that the name Museveni, do you hear the name Museveni, the seven spirits of God?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Remember I told you that the call we are in and the covenant and the glory which is upon the nation Uganda, it's what was upon the nation Israel, that the seven spirits themselves which appeared the nation Israel in the lampstand, they are meant to be appearing again in the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And God first showed prophet Moses in the book of Exodus 25, from verse 31 and 32, and showed him this lampstand, how it appears like that, as you see it in the.
Exodus 25 from verse 31. Ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo.
Yes,
Jesus.
Ekikondo kyeddala kimukuze tukikula
lampstand, we've shown it to you here.
Waliwo kino.
There is that on the projector.
Waliwo ne kino.
There is one in the front here.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga bakulaga engeri gye kifaanaganamu n'ebimuli byakyo.
But they show us how it appears with its flowers on it. The entire of it is gold.
That's what we read.
Let's read and we hear.
Exodus
25:32.
N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu.
When you look at that lampstand, it has three branches on the right hand, and the three branches on the left hand. Exodus 25:32. Praise Jesus. In all, the lampstand gets to hold seven branches, the seven spirits of God.
As
he told us in Revelations 4, verse 5, he saw the seven lamps, They are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
seven spirits,
they
have a base in this our nation, Uganda.
And
the sign of the name of His Excellency,
our
President,
from
1986, His Excellency
Yoweri.
The name of Museveni. It too moves on to show the pouring of the Spirit in His fullness. Fullness, the seven spirits of God. And these are the names of the seven spirits.
Now
maybe you have been saying, and this nation of ours is spoken of, and
they
are expected in to have wise people and those who understand. If we had discovered this long, would have been far in wisdom and understanding, and in all the counsel, and in the knowledge, and in the power of God, and in the fear of God, as the Spirit of God appears in His fullness. These are the names of the seven spirits. Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 11, from verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muliva ensibuka, n'ettabi eririva mu mizi liribala ebibala. Olunyo olwokubiri, n'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye.
Tubeera n'omwoyo wa Mukama.
We have the Spirit of God
masekati g'ekikondo ky'ettabi.
In the midst of that lampstand.
Isaiah esula ya 11 olunyo olwokubiri.
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Omwoyo gwa magezi.
Tubeera ko n'omwoyo wa magezi.
We have the Spirit of wisdom on the right hand.
Omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Tulina ko omwoyo w'okutegeera.
We have the Spirit of understanding
on
the right hand still.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Tulina ko omwoyo w'okuteesa.
We have the Spirit of counsel
on
the right hand still.
Omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Tulina ko omwoyo w'amaanyi.
We have the Spirit of might
when
we get to the left hand
of
the lampstand.
Omwoyo gw'okumanya.
Tulina ko era omwoyo w'okumanya.
We still have the Spirit of knowledge on the left hand.
N'ogwakono.
On the left hand.
Ku kikondo ky'ettaala.
On the lampstand.
N'omwoyo gw'okutya Mukama.
Then tubeerako n'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
We also have the Spirit of fear of God. Still on the left hand of the lampstand.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So erinnya eryo Museveni.
Now the name Museveni.
Yagendanga mu maaso n'okulipresentinga emyoyo gino omusanvu.
It moved on to represent the seven spirits.
N'okutuuka leero.
Even up to today.
Era nga Katonda yali tasobola kubanga amuteeka ebbali ku by'obukulembeze.
God was not able to he could not put it aside leadership.
Okutuuka nga till
things have been revealed concerning him as it is today.
And
the revelation of what really concerns him, they directed him first to fulfill the intention which brought him on leadership. In that time he has been given. As we shall see in the era of King Cyrus of the Medo-Persia, in those days it was called. He first realized that God had called him to do and execute a certain mission. Till Prophet Daniel, when he revealed to him that word,
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So Nandibanga.
Now I might be, and he too doesn't know me, and me, I don't know him in the physical, or I just see him as the president. But me, I understand him more in the spiritual world, and what God is speaking upon him, the truth and that which is real, as we explain today.
Yes.
Praise Jesus so much. What people have been getting a wrong mindset. We think perhaps it paid us to speak about him. But I prove he doesn't know us. We know him as the president. We know in the spiritual world what it speaks of him.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
So, mm-hmm.
Now we explain on behalf of God and for our country what God reveals and has revealed to us, what concerns our nation Uganda and our president, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. Most people may say that Apostle Ronald Hope Whitney, maybe he's been his supporter for long time and is mobilizing
votes
and moves on mobilize people to vote for president. Let me tell you one secret on my life. In all the years of voting, I have never supported any person and I have never voted any person, even if the local council chairman. I have never voted him. And I asked God why it happened like that. He told me, I wanted you to come without a side you are supporting.
But
you only speak the truth I tell you. I have never voted. I have never supported. Not even a local council chairman. But they have been put upon to rule. I've been like that all along. And I believe in their leadership.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I asked this reason to God, he explained it to me. That
it
was bringing, and I had no side I would claim I was supporting it. Not that I had hated
anybody,
but I just saw politics just.
And
they shout on the village, they do things. Me, I am in my business. We are going to elect a local council chairman. Me, I sit in my home.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But the grace of God made me in 2005. And God revealed to me when he passed through the journey of heaven many things.
The
kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Through which he passed to make me know the call of a nation Uganda. The call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. To prove the peace and justice in our nation of Uganda. To enable the call of the nation Uganda to move on. Now for God and for our country, we release this message. If not by one of the political group, or not by any belief or any religion, but for the salvation of our God,
he
saves the tribes, clans, and nations.
It
gives them inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So,
now, these seven spirits, they were represented by the name of our president, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. But this name, Museveni, this is how it shows the seven spirits in their fullness to base in our nation, Uganda, to work in the entire world. And the name Museveni, it represents the seven spirits. Still, they are the seven eyes of God. To have the best in Uganda. To oversee all things done in the entire world. And to see how we will do correction in them. And how He will help. According to Revelation 5, verse 6. These seven spirits, still they are the seven eyes of God. Revelations 5 verse 6.
Nenda ba wakati wentebe nebiramu ebina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiga ngayimiridde ngafanana nge yattibwa ngalina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gyemeyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
These
seven spirits, still they are the seven eyes of God.
But
told the sign of their best in our nation Uganda. One of that sign is this name of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni.
The name Museveni. The sign of the seven spirits in our nation of Uganda. When we shall begin the fullness of the call of a nation Uganda, we shall speak of many other signs which show the seven spirits
and
still they are the seven eyes of God
basing
in our nation of Uganda.
If
that is where you will find
the seven
hills worth making up Kampala.
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus so much.
Yes, he
which are surrounding Kampala.
See, just in Ghana, Urugero, is where
you'll find the Buganda parable, which says mother birthed us 7 children. And she made 7 pots for each one of us. When we crush their pots, they will give them to the beast to eat them. That proverb too is out there. Even many other signs.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. But this name of Museveni, his excellency, Museveni,
the
sign showing the fullness of the 7 spirits of God in our nation Uganda. And they are the 7 eyes of God. As they based in the nation of Israel in the eras of BC, to work in the entire world, even in our nation Uganda, still they are there. And these spirits work with the Ugandans.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Even the friends of this nation.
And
only people who want to serve God in the entire world. But the base
is
put in this our nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Thus the 7 spirits appear like that with the 7 eyes. And God passed through them to see. And in Uganda, truly is to appear in much wisdom and much understanding. The counsel of God, the power, the knowledge of God, the fear of God. Then it will be there to spread in the entire world. And these are the 7 spirits which helped His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta VII when he entered the guerrilla war. The 7 spirits and presented by the 7 guns,
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta VII, which he began with in the war.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. I think you see that sign.
You see
7 spirits in the lampstand.
We see
7 spirits in the lampstand. The first part.
Then the part.
The second part. The 7 guns. His Excellency you already began with in the guerrilla war, which brought him into leadership. He began with how many guns?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Let me expect you understand him beyond he understands himself in the spiritual world.
This
call of our nation Uganda, it's not going to be appearing again in words, but in the word of God and in the actions, in getting fulfilled in the name of the Lord Jesus. I think you see the first sign, the 7 spirits in the lampstand, the second sign, the 7 guns,
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta VII began with in the guerrilla war, which brought him into leadership, and the name Museveni is the third sign, the other sign, the fourth sign. When he was going in the warfare, he began with 27 people. Only 7 of them had guns. And he himself was not holding a gun.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The fourth sign, he began with 27 people.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta VII began with. And only 7 held guns, which moved on to represent the 7 spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To get to be known clear that it's not by power, it's not by mighty, but by the Spirit of God. Repeat Zechariah and read it. Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6. Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6.
Nadamu nangamba anti, chino chechigambo cha mukama eri Zerubabeli. Ngacho geranti, siru amani, so siru abuinza, na ilu amoyo gwangi.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So
what we move on to show you
is His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni coming into leadership, the entire of it.
It's
not involving His power as Him.
But
because He has given Himself into God with all His heart and with all His life and with all His strength. And then God did it by His Spirit. That's why it's written that the seven spirits which led Him in the Golila war, they had been representative of the seven guns which they began with in the war.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the seven people on the 27 began with in the Golila war. There is another secret which was in this Golila war. I know that Your Excellency, you know it very well. And those who were with, they know it. And you will come out and testify. You were in the bush reading the Bible. Request to restore the Bible, read it afresh. As you read it, you used to read it in the bush.
And
used to preach the gospel within the bush. I saw you in the journey of heaven. You are in the bush fighting, at the same time you read the Bible. You preach your colleagues the gospel.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Those are the few starters which we can tell you of on the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni to prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda till we fulfill the call upon our nation to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In
return to preach to all nations the gospel of the kingdom of God and its righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and even to resume rebuild the church of Christ, the saints of God, the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God.
And
this time we've not built buildings, but buildings will be places of gathering from, and it's not the church. For Christ Jesus our Master
is
not going to come back to get buildings, but to come back for His church, His saints.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. We've gone on another aspect. And still speaks of His Excellency.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni is led by the Spirit of God to come in leadership as in the era of King David. All of them were herdsmen, and they are out there in the bush.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni
is led by the Spirit of God to come into leadership of the nation Uganda as in the era of King David.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. King David, he was a herdsman.
Museveni,
His Excellency, was and he's a herdsman. Who knows of that?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now these two were herdsmen. Both were led by the Spirit of God to come into leadership. Both of them went into the bush. Both of them welcomed the poor and the meaningless people.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, there are many things to move on to know. But time has left us. Don't you think we shall see the next time?
kulina service yokuwa.
We have a second service.
Mukama akuwa mukisa.
God bless you.
Katukomewa kumurodi.
Let us come back the other time.
Tunarudi
and we see many other secrets.